My name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. Well, we're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. And the good news is from God is that He is not angry with you. He loves you with an everlasting love that you cannot begin to imagine. Lord, I pray, opening prayer, Lord, I pray that you grant your servant great boldness this day to bring your word, to preach your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, we look at what is God's nature like. Most importantly, what does God think of you? Go to John 3:16-17 again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:16, this single verse tells more about God and his plan for this world than any other verse in the Bible. God gave the most extravagant thing he could demonstrate, his love for the lost humankind, summoning and sending his only begotten Son to pay the debt of sin. We see this in many scriptures in the Bible. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, that's towards you. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Loved one, the greatest transaction in the history of the world occurred when Jesus, who knew no sin, exchanged his righteousness for humanity's sin, taking it on himself because becoming sin for us. He received what every person really deserved, death on the cross. By faith, sinners receive what he deserved, God's acceptance and eternal life with God. Ephesians 4:2-7, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love for which he loved us, that in the ages to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not the works, lest anyone should boast. Friends, this free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. Once all were lost in sin, but God supplied a divine formula for rescuing his people. His rich mercy, his great love, and his grace combined to produce a free gift received through faith. Man does not come to know God through works. He comes to know God by faith, through grace. You cannot work your way towards heaven. You cannot moralize your way. You cannot reform your way. And you cannot buy your way. It comes as a gift of God through Christ. Friend, this entire message has been that God loves you. He always has and he always will. But it's not enough to say, great to hear, and walk away. To know God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life. The gift that you do not receive is of no value. God has paid the price for your sin, and eternal life is now available to you. But you must receive it, friend. We have no guarantee of another day. Today is the best day for your salvation. As eternity hangs in the balance, will you pray with me? Just pray along in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church and remember, you are unique. There has never been anyone like you. God has a destiny for you to fulfill that he has not called anyone else on earth to do. We see in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Friend, now is continuous. Therefore, you have been justified by faith. You have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Your sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west. May God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole. If he said he'll do it, God cannot lie. And say to yourself, my past has passed away. I am forgiven. I am justified. I am free, free from condemnation. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you just clipped your ticket to heaven. Well, today's message, As You Wait, comes from James 5:7. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who wait patiently for the rains in the autumn and in the spring. They eagerly look forward for the valuable harvest to ripen. What's God saying is that he placed dreams and desires in every person's heart. But most times there's a season of waiting involved. Maybe you're waiting for a relationship to improve, waiting to get married, waiting for a promotion, or waiting to overcome an illness. Most of our life is spent waiting, but there's a right way and a wrong way to wait. Too often when things don't happen in our timetable, we get down and discouraged or anxious or fretful. That's because we're not waiting the right way. Notice that today's verse doesn't say if you wait, it says as you wait. The fact is that we're all going to wait. It goes on to say that we should consider how the farmer waits, patiently and eagerly. We're not supposed to sit around discouraged. We're supposed to be hopeful, positive, and full of expectancy. Today, no matter what you're praying for, expect things to change in your favor. Today could be the day that God turns it all around. As you wait patiently and expectantly, you'll see God open the door to abundant harvest he's promised to every area in your life. And my prayer for you today in this issue is that, Father, today they have chosen to wait expectantly for you. They trust you and that you are working behind the scenes on their behalf. They put their hope in you, knowing that you have good things in store for their future. In Jesus' name, amen. And the wisdom key for today is, when you discover your assignment, you will discover your enemy. Right. God's power to deliver his people from sickness and disease. We're going to be praying for the sick. The message is the Lord's favor. We go to Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and opening of the prison to those who are bound. See, the good news, or the gospel message, also translated good tidings. This was planned by God for a blessing for all mankind. Isaiah had a vision through the corridor of time, more than 600 years to when the Messiah would come. We go into the New Testament in Luke 4:17-21. Jesus went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. When he unrolled the scroll, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. You sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of all who were there in the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." In verse 21, Jesus said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." He was saying, "I am your Messiah, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of Jubilee." Verse 18, when Jesus said, "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted," there are many people in the world that are hurt emotionally. That's what it's saying. Children from broken homes and others of us who have been wounded through relationships and contact with other people. For those with emotional hurts and rejection, Jesus says, "I have good news, you can be healed." Head problems and abuse and emotional trauma, rejection, same thing. In Matthew 27:29, "And when they wove a crown of thorns, they put it on his head," on Jesus' head, "and the Roman soldiers pressed the entire crown of thorns into his head," into Jesus' head. The physical pain and mental agony would be almost indescribable. Picture all your grief, trauma upon the Lord. Through his suffering, he has redeemed you from all anguish. Receive your healing by faith. We'll be praying for that very shortly. Then to preach the deliverance to the captives. Every person in the world has been blinded by the devil. They are in captivity to him and they need release. The good news says you can be delivered, set free, born again by repenting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's already been done. Next one is recovery of sight to the blind. This speaks of physical afflictions that beset so many people. The good news is that Jesus heals all. You can be set free from whatever sickness or disease you have. And then the last one, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Jesus went about healing all who were oppressed of the devil. All those who were spiritual oppression or possession could be set free. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The acceptable year of the Lord was the year of Jubilee, when anyone in any form of captivity or slavery or bondage was released. Jesus says, if any sin or sickness has you in slavery or bondage, you don't have to wait any longer. You can be healed today. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Romans 8:11. "But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit, the Holy Spirit, who dwells in you." The Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit will quicken. He will make alive your mortal bodies. The Holy Spirit is a demonstrator of God's word. He will heal you. Lord, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. Lay your hand on that part of your body that needs to be healed, and the Holy Spirit will make alive your mortal body, your flesh, as I begin to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every form of infirmity, I command infirmity to loosen, let's set them free, go from them. I break your power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them and set them free. Let the anointing of heaven go right through their bodies. Be healed and made whole. Give them a miracle in their bodies, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Cancers and tumors, I curse cancers just like Jesus cursed the fig tree and commanded the tree to die and dry up from the roots. Let the fire of God burn out every cell of cancer. I'll loose the touch from heaven into the body. Be healed and made whole. In Jesus' name, give them a miracle. The person has lung cancer, be healed. Let the fire of God burn out every single cell of him. Those of leukemia, be healed. I curse that thing and pull it out by the roots, just like Jesus did. Pains, sickness, and diseases, I bind and break your power. Pains, loose them and set them go. Be healed. Give them a creative miracle that they have longed for, Lord. To the brokenhearted, the abused, those that are rejected, emotional trauma, I bind and break the power of the wicked words that have been spoken over these lives. I break the power of it and command the Lord, Lord, loose them and set them free. Give them a miracle that they have longed for. Let the anointing of heaven touch everyone, every single person. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God, the shalom, has healed every broken heart. The shalom, no good thing is withheld. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for the wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. Well, the Bible says you shall recover or you shall get well. Not all healings are instant. Divine healing can be instantaneous. We know that. But that can also take time. It can be progressive, where it unfolds over a period of time. And act your faith. Look forward for the healing. Watch your words. Speak positive. You'll find that the try the area. Just test it. See if there's any improvement. Try it again in another hour's time. See if there's improvement. Or tomorrow, try it to see if there's an improvement. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. There's promises there. God said he will heal you. Do not let fear come upon you. 365 times the Bible states, fear not. It always distorts the truth. And use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in a relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. We've got to forgive. That doesn't mean to say that the other party was correct. They are probably wrong. But you've got to forgive them for your health's sake. They have got to earn that. They've got to earn that respect from you now. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Maintain a good confession. Your words are powerful, friends. And do not listen to doubt or unbelief. And so the blessing of the final prayer today is that may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that in the desert of your days, Jesus is there and his loving kindness is better than life. That he's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. That he will prepare a place for you because he is the living God, the Elohim, the Almighty, the All-Knowing. And he is your God and there is no other. Give him praise and glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, shalom, amen.
Stream it, listen on demand, pod it. Your